Merci, Monsieur le Ministre.
Thank you, Minister. President, I'm Ms. Nyensa. I work for the Ministry of Social Action, Women's Advancement and Literacy. And I am going to speak on the questions from Spain, Slovenia, Uruguay, Panama, Benin, on participation by women in political life, combating discrimination, child marriage and violation and violence against women and children, on participation by women. In addition to what has been said in the report on page 30 and in the opening statement, I should say that our state is mainstreaming gender in ministry planning. And since 2021, we have had a budget line to cover gender activities in terms of measures to combat harmful cultural practices affecting children. The declaration signed in 2013 on protection of children addresses this, as does the reference framework for awareness raising. And we have seen since 2018, 420 children removed from harmful situations. Likewise, traditional leaders have been holding community dialogue, leading to 165 communities addressing this matter and over 1,000 people being trained. On countering discrimination against women and girls in the family, the Code on People and the Family of 2014 prohibits practices and customs which involve violence or discrimination against women, particularly those that discriminate against widows. We have been addressing land ownership and inheritance laws, which have been modernized. The new land code since 2018 has been guaranteeing access to land ownership for women on an equal footing with men. On marriage, in Togo, the legal age for marriage is 18 without gender discrimination, and forced marriage is prohibited and punished. In helping victims of violence, in addition to what has been mentioned on pages 30 and 31, last December, we set up a one-stop center which provides victims with holistic health, psychological, and legal assistance. In preventing sexual violence against women and girls, there are 229 sentences that have been handed down in recent years. On ratification of the optional protocol to the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Violence Against Women, discussions continue nationally. On ratification of ILO 189, we are still considering this. Likewise, the optional protocol on the CRC, on the procedure for communications. In conclusion, the awareness activities continue to improve protection for women and children. Thank you.